Once again, the ticket presents Why Today Doesn't Suck.
Oh, God.
Birthday, birthday, birthday. It's your birthday. It's your birthday, and I know when it is.
And now, here are your hosts, Sean Bass and David Mino.
I would destroy a meatball sub right now. I'm starving.
We'll get you a meatball sub here in about 15 minutes, buddy. Sweet spot. Thanks to Lars, having fun talking soccer with our buddies. And at 2:59, Ham Boozer.
Thank you, Mino. Eatsy's Mark and a Bakery and Gimme the Vin brings you Sausage Leg Meth Pant Motto.
Thank you. Finally. Someone reads my business card. I will in turn say hello to the hardline who... Also not here. All the way over there. Hello. Testing, hello. Testing.
Hello, hello.
Testing, testing. 1, 2, 3.
Hello.
Is don't that, stop.
Is that hot chicken
I
we
believe,
hear?
Let me handle that. I got this.
Okay. Hmm.
I understand what he's saying to me.
You got this.
Yo at Hattie B's.
It's Stoy.
He started out really
Stoy,
good.
Hattie B's. In
Pollo de Nashville.
Say it in Chinese.
Anyway, we're in Plano.
Yeah. The future home of the Dallas Stars.
I think I nailed that.
Although we're nowhere near Willow Bend. We're at Preston and Park?
Ham.
Pretty close, yeah.
Oh.
Yeah. Brand new. Brand spanking.
Just opened.
I mean, brand new.
Beautiful.
Well,
so
glad to hear.
The Stars are here?
Not inside Hattie B's.
Oh.
But if they need some good chicken, they'll probably go there.
It'll be an option for sure.
Jesus says, get the dang ribs.
They don't have ribs.
Jamie Benn working the fryer.
But Jesus would love their chicken.
He would.
If he were alive today.
Yeah, I don't feel like enough chicken places are working that in.
Maybe you'll see Scott Glennie.
Maybe. Well, today is Thursday, June the 18th. We're going to cut you off, not Juneteenth.
If you're ready to see Jesus or have some ribs from Heaven's Gate, tell him you want the dang ribs.
Tell him.
And Jesus loves their chicken.
It is the 169th day of 2026. 196 days are left in the year. It's International Picnic Day. So get your wooden basket, little blanket.
Still one of the all-timers in Mad Men when they go have a picnic and they're all sitting on their little blanket and they've got all their food and they have their picnic and all the kids have their stuff. And Don Draper just picks the blanket up from one side and throws all the trash just in the air and then folds up the blanket and walks away and leaves the trash all there.
It's very much like Anchorman when they're just throwing their drinks on the ground.
Yeah,
the burrito is good, but it's so filling.
So Don Draper, not Japanese.
No, he's not. But again, that brings me back to being a kid.
Giving
and
him
my
something
dad,
to do.
We would stop on road trips to, you know, whatever fast food. And when we were done, my dad would we'd be going 80.
Chunk it out the window.
Throw it out the window. And I'm like, isn't something wrong with this?
Somebody will get it.
No, what are you, a girl? Then y'all start tugging.
Yeah.
It's biodegradable.
Hopefully Granny wasn't there.
Oh, Granny was there.
Leave her out of this. Her name wasn't a Granny. Granny.
Riding up.
Oh, Granny.
God, Granny.
So Dad, hit another pothole. I want to see him bounce it.
Grab that picnic blanket and put it over my lap.
Summer loving had me a gran.
It is also International Sushi Day. And,
hell yeah,
ironically, Clean Your Aquarium Day.
So you yeah.
Two
you
for
only
one
do it
that.
Once a year. That's probably not a good idea.
No, they love the algae. Just put a little peroxide in there. It'll be fine.
Trunks.
On this date.
Is this algae?
Yeah. The old
hey guys.
Falcons tight end. Yeah.
Yeah.
LG Crumpler?
Yeah.
I love it.
On this date in the year 1812, the War of 1812 begins.
Kind of a half-ass war name.
I mean, it gets right to the point.
Yeah, but it should have been the Revolution 2.
Like
Electric
Boogaloo.
No. We weren't doing sequels yet.
That's when they took out the White House, yeah?
You got to have the whole war.
By the way, do you guys know what the first sequel was in film history?
Too Fast, Too Furious?
Gone with
the
Wind.
Too Gone, Gremlins 2.
Too Gone,
Rise
too
of Another Nation.
Gone Again with the Wind.
I'm sorry, Ham, what was that?
Too Birth. He's in here watching the TikTok of Birth of a Nation.
I don't know the answer. I was just seeing if y'all did.
Oh, well, then why you can't throw out a piece of trivia if you don't have the answer? You're a bad quiz master.
I know.
On this date in the year 1815, we had the Battle of Waterloo as Napoleon Bonaparte and France are defeated by the British. Is that better? The Battle of Waterloo sounds even worse.
Yeah, Waterloo's a cool name.
Eh.
I could raise a family there.
They got those nice sparkling sodas.
And
we
got
a Waterloo like two towns over from where I grew up.
Yeah, I bet it was real nice.
Waterloo, Wisconsin.
It's also a cool record store in Austin.
Was.
Is it gone?
No, I don't know.
It's now a field.
It's now just a field.
Yeah.
On this date in the year 1873, Susan B. Anthony fined $100 for voting for U.S. presidency in New York.
So
that would be
100 Susan B. Anthony dollars?
$300 million now. And then they burned her. How dare you? How dare you?
Susan B. voting. Hell yeah.
In 1983, astronaut Sally Ride became America's first woman in space.
Right.
As she and four other NASA astronauts blasted off aboard the Space Shuttle Challenger.
Ride, different challenge. Sally, ride on your mystery ship.
It was the Challenger.
That's Captain.
And others might have missed. What is that song, L4G? Ride, Sally, ride.
Ride, Captain, ride.
Yeah.
Close enough. In 1994, the Gay Games opened in New York City.
I was there.
Okay. Did you win?
All the blind people were confused.
Yeah.
Corby lit the flame.
I did.
So to speak.
I blew flame to flame.
You won gold and ring.
You snowballed the
Not
flame.
Not an event, Dave. They don't have just gay sex events.
Boy, that
would be a lot cooler if they did.
That Olympic Village is pretty crunk, though, I bet.
Leapfrog is their signature event.
Hey, Bob, if Dave were soccer. A wide receiver, he'd run his route straight out of bounds. Boom.
The year 2018, President Trump orders the U.S. military to set up a sixth branch,
Bob's not paying attention,
which becomes Space Force.
We got World Cup on. Come on.
Yeah, sorry, bro.
What'd Trump do?
He set up Space Force.
Oh, that woke him up.
Mark that, too.
Space Force.
And
it's today's edition of
3 years ago today, the submersible vessel exploring the wreck of the Titanic implodes in the North Atlantic, killing all five on board, including the Mad Catz controller used to move it around.
I just think of that vessel that had the five people in there, whatever it was. And when they start to hear a cracking noise.
Yeah, like.
And then it's like, oh my God, what's happening? And then you're turned to goo before you even know it. Like, are you half goo as you're yelling?
I mean, was there like a nut that went ping, 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 like across the fuselage? Was there a sign before they died?
I think that's a good way to die.
Wasn't it all pretty quick, like within seconds?
It was.
It's like fractions
even,
in a second.
Even faster.
Yeah.
But right. I'm just wondering.
There might have been some indicators.
Yeah, so the indicators of, like, we better go up right now.
So, Monty, I'm going to tell you this. The weight of the ocean,
hey, Monty,
is a lot. That's the story.
Put it on Ozempic.
But you're worried about
That's
the goo being conscious for a little bit.
Right. I want to know the last word of half goo man.
The screaming goo.
It was probably a bubble voice.
You know, if you go down there, you still hear faint screams from the goo man.
Do you think anybody farted in that thing?
Goo man.
Where would it go? You would just be crop dusted for the whole ride.
Yeah. How long were they in it? Before they turned to goo?
Is what I heard. Like, how long it took to win it?
An hour, 2 hours?
Somebody had to fart in that thing. And then they were all mad, and then
they
all died.
On a Monday, which would be 6 days away from Taco
Tuesday. Their last words are, damn it, Scott. Classic Scott.
Farter.
Birthdays. We have a couple of cumulus birthdays. One, Brendan Snow.
Good dude.
Oh, yeah.
MVP of spring training this year.
Oh, yeah.
Would you all agree, everybody?
That's his last name. Yeah, Brendan's great.
Sure.
Brendan Snow.
Also, the birthday.
No, that's John Snow.
No.
Yeah.
No relation.
Or is he? If he's from the other part, sand? I don't know. Also, the birthday of one Stephen Waugh.
Waugh.
Or maybe he pronounces it Roy. I don't know.
I got a birthday, Monty.
Oh, Corby from Hattie B's.
Happy Hank Aaron birthday. This is from
715?
Strong. Strong D1 Reagan. Yes, 715. Happy Hank Aaron birthday to my wife, Jo, my busty beauty from Bangalore. You know where that is, Dave?
Jugs.
Bangalore. Near India.
Maine?
No.
No, that's Bangor.
That's Banger.
And then he says, more like bang a little more, huh? Her leader is Corby and would love to hear Dave's Indian accent. Reagan, I didn't know you had an Indian accent.
Does he have that?
Very,
I mean, we could summon Gandhi, but I don't think Dave...
He can't be summoned just on a whim.
Especially in public like this.
But I heard he loves hot chicken.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Hattie B's does not need to... Joe, let me just say this. The next time that Dave does... we summon Gandhi, it's going to be in honor of you, sweet Joe.
That chicken is very, very spicy.
Okay, all right. You get a little
taste.
You
didn't have to wait very long.
He did it very low level, too.
It is spicy.
Yeah, I never thought about public Gandhi being a little more subdued.
Just a little taste.
Yeah.
Just keep it on the down low.
Yeah, I got you. All
right, birthday. Make a scene, right, Gandhi?
Bruce Smith is 63.
Well, while you're at it, just say happy birthday, Joe.
He's a hokey.
Everybody's kind of.
He's a hokey.
Wait, who's over there?
Hey, Joe, where are you going with that gun in your hand?
Okay. Sandy Alomar, 60.
Whoa.
Former head coach of the Colts, Jeff Saturday, 51.
Golly, what a failed experiment that was. Hey, best friend, you want to coach the team?
Jim Irsay's Vicodin wrangler.
I'm about to die. What does it matter?
Antonio Gates, 46. Matt Moore,
college football.
Rangers.
That's right. Played basketball though. You may not have heard that. Matt Moore, 37.
Matt Moore.
Mason Marchment, 31.
Hockey.
And Evan Mobley, Defensive Player of the Year, 25, turning 84 today. He is Paul McCartney of the Beatles.
That's Sir Paul to you.
Oh, hey,
84
Paul.
84 and still rocking.
Write that down for next week.
Like hosting SNL? Like
either Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, or Friday.
What's it?
What is the line, Dave? What's the McCartney, Mick Jagger line? They can't do it anymore.
This S?
Dave, I was talking to you.
Sorry. I got distracted.
He's locked into Gandhi mode.
He's watching.
God, y'all love soccer.
Sui and Beth.
Blake Shelton, 50.
Like, I even addressed him as
Dave. What was the question?
I said, what is the line?
What was Dave doing?
I don't know.
Richard
Madden,
40.
McCartney cannot perform anymore. And Mick Jagger. 84 right now.
90. You can't go past 90.
Yeah.
Randy Spears is 65 today. He's been in 1,867 films, such as Ass. Bitch.
Didn't Ass win an award in Idiocracy?
Yeah, he was in it. Count Dracula.
The best movie I've seen in a couple of years.
Missionary Impossible. Say Aloha to my A-hola. Dead Men Don't Wear Rubbers.
Yeah.
And Everybody Loves Raymond.
Okay.
Four. Pretty good.
Born to Stay Now Dead. Lou Brock.
Is Leah Remini in that?
If only.
Three.
Roger Ebert.
Oh, that's not bad.
George Mikan. And Takeoff.
Two.
Down the Stage Still Dead.
Oh, Migos. Man. Monty.
I know. Down the Stage Still Dead. Eddie Goodell.
Two.
Underrated baseball player. Mm. Jack Buck. XXXTentacion.
Oh, man.
Oh, Monty.
And Willie Mays just died.
Willie Mays died.
Willie Mays died.
Do you like Willie Mays?
That's what it is.
Shut it down!
Oh,
let's go home!
Bye, Justin.
Bye, David.
Broadcasting live from the TXU Energy Mothership at Victory Plaza, hard by the AAC. This is Sports Radio 96.7 and 1310, The Tick. KTCK AM Dallas-Fort Worth, KTCK FM Flower Mound, a Cumulus station.